Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Nicole from West Seattle is. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. Bye-bye. For those playing at home, Nicole has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep.
What TV show's often abbreviated to AGT?
America's Got Talent.
Yes. Russell Wilson will be playing for what NFL team this upcoming season?
The Broncos?
No.
The Steelers.
Yes. Taylor Swift brought Travis Kelce on stage for the first time at an Eras Tour show in what European city?
Pass.
Which state in the U.S. has the most counties?
It has the most counties. Texas.
Yes. What rock band had the hit songs Everything Zen and Come Down?
Bush.
Correct. Abruptly ending communication with someone without explanation is often called what?
Ghosting.
Yes. How many movies have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg done together?
3.
Yes. What crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy?
Cheetos.
Correct. In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historical landmark by the city's Landmark Preservation Board?
Ricky, I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historic landmark by the city's Landmark Preservation Board?
The 70s.
No. Yeah, Nicole, you got 7. Ooh, correct, though.
That was a win earlier today.
I'll take it. Do you think it's going to be a win now?
I believe it. I believe in her.
I believe it, too.
I've got that girl power vibe going right now.
Do you?
Let's go.
Yeah.
You should distract him. Oh, hey, Steve.
By doing what?
I don't know.
Oh, my mind immediately went down. She said girl power, you said distracting. My mind went to
where?
To me,
then
the obvious.
Then we're going to flash him.
Woo!
Oh, is that the obvious?
That's what, is it not?
What I was thinking.
Oh.
Who are you? I was like, you guys better not tickle me.
Know.
That's what I was thinking.
Girl.
Sarah, 1.
I'm sorry.
2, 3. No, just kidding.
Oh, no? All right. Steve, are you ready?
I'm staring at a news story about Hooters. You guys are talking about this.
Perfect way to distract you. Am I wrong?
The hoots will always distract.
Ain't that the truth?
Hoot's gonna hoot.
Good thing you have your blindfold on. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What TV shows often abbreviated to AGT?
America's Got Talent.
You know it. Russell Wilson will be playing for what NFL team this upcoming season?
Let's weld. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. Taylor Swift brought Travis Kelce on stage for the first time at an Eras Tour show in what European city?
Is that London?
It was.
All right.
Which state in the U.S. has the most counties?
Washington.
No.
Oh. Oregon?
No.
California.
No. Yeah. What rock band had the hit songs Everything Zen and Come Down?
Bush.
Yes. Abruptly ending communication with someone without explanation is often called what?
Ghosting.
Yes. How many movies have Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg done together?
I know of two, so I'm going to guess two.
No.
Three?
Yes. What crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy?
Corn puffs?
No.
Cheez-Its?
No. Oh, I love Cheez-Its.
Bugles.
No. In what decade was the Space Needle designated a historic landmark by the city?
2000s.
City Landmark Preservation Board. No.
90s?
Yes.
Damn it.
Too late.
I could have got another guess if you weren't stuttering so much.
No, you couldn't have.
I know.
And that was the decision maker because you got 6 correct, which is a loss. Yeah. 7-6.
Wow.
Go, Nicole. Go, Nicole. Is that two losses today for you?
We don't talk about that.
I don't even know when the last time was that happened. Has it happened?
No, it definitely has happened at some point. I don't know when.
Well,
not often, though.
You did eventually get the 90s, and you're gonna kick yourself for this. Nicole got it right. What crunchy corn puff snack has used the slogan dangerously cheesy? I had to ask my husband if it was a chip, but it's a corn puff snack.
Corn puff snack.
You're overthinking this.
Doritos?
No.
Oh.
Close.
The mascot is a cheetah.
Chester.
Cheetah. Cheez-Its.
No!
God.
Cheez-ums?
Cheetos!
Cheetos!
Oh, my God.
Wow! They're dangerously cheesy.
Cheetums, a brand new...
Cheetums. And does Cheez-Its even have a mascot? Because they should, now that I think about
That's a good call.
Isn't it the cheese wheel thing?
Oh, you're right.
That's not a mascot, though.
I think it is.
Didn't they bring it to life?
Yeah, they brought it to life.
Okay. They talk. If it came to life, it's a mascot.
It talks.
I don't know if that's the actual rule, but I'm making it now.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is a man named Corey. He is from Michigan. And he had to go to a virtual court hearing regarding his suspended license. And in the Zoom call, he was driving. He was behind the wheel for his virtual court hearing regarding his suspended license. Needless to say, the judge ended up revoking his bond, and we have audio of the moment where Corey appeared at the virtual court hearing.
Mr. Harris, hello? Are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. I'm parking right now.
This is a driver with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving, and he didn't have a license.
Oh.
That is what the charge is, Your Honor, yes.
He's suspended, and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
I don't even know why he would do that. So defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is to turn himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
That's my favorite part about this whole thing is, first of all, my first favorite part is the reaction of the judge. He just looks dumbfounded by this. Like, well, you have got to be kidding me. You are here to talk about a suspended license and you're currently driving during a Zoom call. And then the look of surprise of the guy who got in trouble, like as if he didn't realize what he was doing was completely and beyond stupid.
Exasperated.
Yeah, the judge's shocked face and then the guy's shocked face are both on the same level of just awesomeness.
It's that play stupid games, win stupid prizes thing, you know?
Well, Danny, you were telling me that like you watch some random reality shows.
Court cam.
Yeah. I don't even know where you find this.
My girlfriend finds all, like, anything to do with jail, court, anything like that. And it's literally just, like, video from actual court cases, like live video, you know? And this happens all the time. Like, people are, like, especially during the pandemic when, like, a lot of these were changed to Zoom, they would show up and they'd be like, oh, are you driving? And they'd be like, the lawyer would be like, don't say anything. We'll be right back. They'd go off Zoom and then the guy would be in, like, the passenger seat.
How did they get away with it? That's the craziest part. Like, you know you have this court hearing.
You're in a car.
You're in a car. Pull off. Get in, like, the back seat. get outside of the car, right? Jump over to the passenger side and be like, I'm not driving, I promise. I'm in the back seat, or I'm in the passenger. My buddy's driving me. Something. You have to be like next level stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how people think these things are going to end for them.
I don't know if the word think is really a part of what they're doing. I don't think they think at all.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
If you've been anywhere near TikTok or the internet lately, you are familiar with the Hawk Tua girl.
Tua.
She is from Tennessee, and she has gone viral after a pretty hilarious and adorable interview that she did on Tim and DTV, where she answered a not safe for work question.
It's like an Instagram page, and I don't know. I mean, I guess the best way to describe this for those that maybe are keep it PG is that, like, let's just say that she's describing a tactic that she does for when she plays baseball and she's trying to throw a spitball. Is that the best way, I guess, to describe it?
Yeah. You did great.
And she says this.
Oh, you gotta give him that Hawk to it. Spit on that thing. The baseball.
You get me?
Truth goes, as a kid growing up watching 80s wrestling, there was a guy, the Iron Sheik, and he would always talk about spitting on the opponents, and he would say this.
Stay down. Tough. I'm not interested.
So I thought she was doing an impression of him, and then I realized, oh, no, this is just her own thing.
Oh, it's her thing, all right, and it's led to countless memes. Merchandise is being sold. I saw, like, stickers for your car window.
T-shirts.
And everybody is trying to figure out, like, who actually is this girl, because there's been a lot of things that have come up. Not, you know, we've all believed crap we read on the internet, and we can't really figure out who she is
yet. And we've all been guilty, because Danny came, he's like, I heard that her dad is a minister. We're like, oh, no, I heard that was debunked. And then you're like, I heard that she got fired from her job. I'm like, I heard that was debunked, too, and that she was, like, a school teacher. And then the names are wrong. Like, it's this giant mystery, other than the fact that she's making money off of merchandise, which I think is kind of strange.
So, obviously, the internet is losing their minds over her in general, and we have to go straight to the comments.
Yep, we sent some of these videos and some of these comments to Jason, our production director, aka Veggie Dog, aka VD, and said, hey, pull out some of your favorite comments and reenact them with whatever voice that you want to give us. So are you ready for the first comment about the Hawk to a girl?
Yes, please.
I'd hate to be her kids years from now. Oh, look, we found this video of your mom.
Mom's paying the bills, though.
I mean, moms have done worse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a harmless. I mean, at the end of the day, it's really just it's a silly video. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people are getting too worked up about it. I'm actually still shocked that it's trending. Like, I remember when was it Kevin showed it to us on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. I didn't think anything of it, not realizing it was going to blow up as big as it did. And now merchandise is being sold. It's kind of strange.
I'll tell you what. She doesn't huck to her. I don't want to talk to her.
It's kind of clever. I like that one.
People are easily entertained by dumb shit these days.
Yes.
These days? Since the dawn of time. I mean, really, I feel like people have been entertained by stupid crap all the time.
Absolutely.
We've made a career off of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of dumb videos over the years. I don't think this is the first time. It won't be the last time we have a dumb video.
People are
All right, okay, thanks, Jason. We heard you the first time.
I'm sure she made her mother and father quite proud. So very proud.
I mean, she could have been doing worse on video.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think that's what mom and dad want to see. But, you know, then they might see how much money she's making off of the... I still don't understand. You order the merchandise. It's going to show up in, like, what, 2, maybe 3, maybe 4 weeks from now? By that point, is it even a thing still?
Is the joke over? I
don't
know. It
kind of is.
Bryce Harper did the hack tour in a game. As a Phillies fan and also as an adult, I'm embarrassed. Dork.
I saw that. The only thing I would say about the Bryce Harper one is that he did it and the team ended up still losing. Like, you gotta, if you're gonna do something as cocky as that, maybe bad choice of term of words, but something as arrogant as that, make sure it's like a walk-off home run or something where, like, the game's over, you can mock the other team and not have to have it blow up in your face like it did. Well, that's also a bad choice.
Oh my god.
Wow.
All right, we have one more. You ready?
Yes.
I'm not impressed. Spitters or quitters? You.
All right. Well,
you gotta give him that huck too and spit on that thing.
I think we do get you.
The Daily Migs Show.
Have you seen this TikTok challenge that's going around? It's called raw dogging a flight.
What?
It is when...
Yeah.
It's not sexual, Danny.
I'm a married man. Hey.
It's when you intentionally avoid all forms of entertainment on the airplane and you just stare at the seat back in front of you and do nothing on the flight.
I have heard of this, and it instantly reminded me, hate to be that guy that everything reminds you of a Seinfeld episode, but it did remind me of a certain Seinfeld episode where Putty, who was dating Elaine, and they were on a plane and he was doing just that.
You want something to read?
No.
Are you going to take a nap? Or?
No.
You're just going to sit there staring at the back of the seat?
Yeah.
And some people were posting like pictures of other people that they saw on a plane recently.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're just like, this guy's a savage.
There was one guy I saw that was on a 6-hour flight with absolutely nothing to entertain himself. And for some reason, it's mostly men doing this challenge. I don't know why.
Oh, because men are stupid. As a man, I can confirm that.
So apparently in the raw dogging challenge, the only thing you're allowed to do is stare at the flight map. You can look at the flight map or any sort of like a screen that might that they might have information about your flight on or any little pamphlets, but no movies.
You can't play the games on the screen in front of you. Okay.
None of that.
So you just sit, like if I went to Hawaii for like 5+ hours, I would just have to sit there and stare?
Correct.
Hell no.
So now a lot of people are saying they actually prefer this though. It's their preferred way of traveling. They say it can be meditative.
Okay.
So because of this craziness, we have a simple question for our rockaholics.
Mama always told me there are no stupid questions. So we have a simple question. And that question is for you.
Get your lighters out, Danny.
DJ in Lacey.
What's up, DJ?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing great, and we want to know from you, how do you kill time on an airplane?
Living with ADHD kind of sucks sometimes, especially for flights, because I end up watching, like, I don't know, I've been on a few flights, and I find myself watching little snippets of, like, all the different movies that they got on there.
So you're like, I'm not feeling this one after 15 minutes, and you switch to another one?
Sometimes.
You know, because there's too many options.
There are way too many options.
I see it, dude. DJ, I was just flying, and I'm like, man, I want to watch all these movies. And I got overwhelmed, so I just ended up putting on some music and just zoning out. Have you ever seen somebody watching a movie in front of you, and you know the movie, and you're like kind of fired up, and you want to talk to them about it?
Absolutely.
No.
I've never done that. I have watched movies on other people's screens, though, if I can read the captions.
Yes.
And I'm like, when are they going to notice that I'm watching the movie with them?
Dude, on the flight back to Seattle from Hawaii, there was a guy watching The Iron Claw, which is a wrestling-based movie about Devon. A tragic movie. You don't want to watch this if you want to feel good. It's very hard. It's a heartbreaking film about the Von Erich family and all the tragedy they went through. And I'm watching. The guy didn't look like a wrestling fan. I don't know what a wrestling fan looks like, but I just wasn't getting the vibe he was a wrestling fan because he looked normal. And I wanted to tap on his shoulder and be like, all this is true, and it's even crazier stuff they didn't even put in the movie. But I was like, you know what?
Let him be.
I'm with my wife. I don't want to embarrass her.
Cruise in North Bend. How do you kill time on an airplane?
Well, it definitely determines on whether or not which flight you're on, too. It determines whether or not there's even something on the back of somebody's seat to watch.
Yep.
I recently did two different flights, and, one flight didn't have nothing on the back of the seat other than a pamphlet, so that's what I watched. No Wi-Fi.
Oh, so you couldn't even play on your phone?
No, I couldn't even play on my phone, man.
Dude, I feel like airlines need to now warn us. You know, they tell us about when there's delays. They should say, look, there's no fun video screen on the back of the person's seat behind in front of you, because if you don't know, sometimes you go into it like, oh, I don't need to bring my iPad because I could just play with the screen that's in front of me.
Yeah.
They got to warn us.
Justin in Ferndale, same simple question to you. How do you kill time on a plane?
Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
Morning.
So when I was a kid, it was between Sky Mall and my Game Boy.
Yes. I love Sky Mall. Someone just texted about Sky Mall. That was the best magazine ever.
Oh, yeah. No, I always dreamt about, like, where am I going to put that statue?
Sky Mall was all where I wanted to make it rain.
They had so much good stuff in there. It was like so much just like random stuff, like a doghouse for your doghouse. I was like, what is this?
Or the nightstand that was also a dog kennel.
What?
Yes, I remember that.
And you could choose the color if you wanted a wood looking one or like a gray looking one. It was beautiful.
I want to know somebody who actually bought the Sasquatch statue, though. Like the one that was like going through the garden. Because everyone knew that one, but I don't know anyone who owns it.
You know, if they had Wi-Fi back in those days and cell phones and the ability to purchase, because I'm like, I want to buy this. And then once you get off the plane, you're like, I ain't buying that. Stupid. I think there's something that happens when you're up in the air, the altitude, that makes you want to make stupid purchases.
So none of us ever actually bought anything on Sky Mall. No, I always wanted to. I just never did.
Did you ever play the game? This is how I would entertain myself when I was younger. And with the Sky Mall magazine, you could only pick one item from each page. That was, and I would spend the entire flight debating with myself because, well, I had nothing else to do. And I'd be like, do I want the Sasquatch statue or do I want the helmet that makes me so I can drink two beers at the same time, even though I'm 13 years old?
These are life's biggest questions.
The Sky Mall magazine was awesome. And I'm sure there's a website. I think there's a website that has all that stuff, but it's different. It's like you want to make that. I almost feel like the flight attendant should be walking around taking your credit card info on the plane, and so many purchases would be made.
If that had been an option, I would have been in big trouble.
The Daily Migs Show.